High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical bill expert, finding savings can seem impossible. Well, HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. So start saving with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
They say that tragedy can bring people together.
Yeah.
And today's second date update, the people met each other in the most horrific way possible.
Oh my gosh.
They both had broken iPhones. I know. The humanity.
I don't think I can what listen to this story.
Are you supposed to do when your iPhone breaks and you have no other option than to actually speak to a live person and look them in the eye and have a conversation that isn't text message and doesn't contain emojis? I've never read an email that was scarier than the one that we got for today's second date update, but apparently that's how Eric met the girl that he wants to call today. They met each other while they were getting their iPhones fixed.
Wow.
Eric, please tell me the iPhone is okay before we get on with this.
The iPhone is good. On the other hand, I don't know.
Thank God.
It's like a saga for the decades.
Yeah. So your email said you met her while you guys were getting your iPhones fixed. How'd that happen?
Yep. I was just sitting there getting my iPhone fixed, waiting. You know, it was a long wait. And then came this girl, and she was pretty cute.
And what's her name?
Tony.
Tony. Okay.
Yeah. And did she immediately sit down next to you, or how'd you approach her?
She left the seat open in between us.
Oh,
so you sat down a seat away from you. You didn't want to get too close.
Right. So I was already there, yeah.
It is kind of weird when you sit directly next to somebody when there's lots of chairs available.
True,
yeah,
right?
There is. I like to do that just because I like the awkwardness of it.
Yeah,
but, how'd you strike up a conversation?
I started the conversation with, it's pretty cheesy, but I was like, so you have an iPhone, huh? Me too.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, cool.
Oh, wow. What's the coincidence there?
Pretty smooth, right?
Yeah, very smooth.
Yeah. I'm sure you had to think about that one for a good 20 minutes before you actually started talking to her.
Actually, the sad thing is it did take me a while to
think. So. You're sitting there, you're like, palms are sweaty. You're like, what's the best opening line? iPhone, huh? You too? Yeah. Oh, God, that's crazy.
Hey, it got me in,
all right?
Dude, how did she even respond to that? It's not a question. It's not even a hello.
Well, she answered it, and she said, yes.
She's like, yep.
That is correct.
All right.
Yep, and?
Uh-huh.
How did you go from that to asking her out on a date? I assume that's what you did.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we just were talking about how it seemed like how long it was going to take to get our phones back, and I was like, hey, he said this is not going to be done for another 45 minutes to an hour. Do you want to go grab a cup of coffee with me?
Okay, so you asked her to coffee right on the spot. How did it go?
It went really well. In fact, there was this moment at the beginning of it that I really liked.
Oh.
Okay, well, what was that moment?
I asked her when we were having coffee, so tell me something that nobody else knows about you.
All right. And did she like be like, I like to murder dudes by meeting them at the Apple store when I'm getting my iPhone fixed?
Keep it a secret.
trip.
Yeah.
It never got back to me.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Because I got a little bit of a furrowed brow. And kind of got called out, and she was like, where did you get that question? It sounds like from some dating site or something.
It does. It does sound like it's like a how-to dating book.
I don't date much, so, and I was like, you got me. It is. So, you know.
Oh, you actually did learn that from some sort of website?
So embarrassing.
Yeah, but I will say, cute that you owned up to it.
Yeah, and I really liked that about her. I thought that was kind of hot that she was, like, calling me out, you know?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. It was kind of sexy, totally. All right?
Real.
Did she laugh at you then?
Yeah, we had a good little laugh about that. So that, you know, that really was one of the moments.
Okay, and how did the rest of coffee go?
The coffee was good.
No, not. I don't care about the actual quality of the coffee. I want to know how the conversation went with her.
What was the foam ratio?
Yeah, it went really well. Everything, okay. And like I said, like you know, that was a good moment. And then we just kind of talked and shared some stuff. And before I knew it, you know, an hour was up, and I was like, oh, I guess we should probably go back. She was like, yeah. So we walked back over, and both of our iPhones were fixed at that point.
Which is awesome because it's like the perfect setup for getting her phone number, right?
Exactly, because if mine had been done, it would have been like, should I stick around?
Yeah, I'll wait until your phone is finished, I guess. So did you get her number, or were you smooth and were like, all right, sweet, that was really fun coffee, and
bye.
Took off?
So I gave her my number, and then she texted me. So I was like, all right, cool.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Right? That's a good sign, right?
That's a totally good sign, because you can take as many numbers as you want, but I'm not texting anybody back.
So did you guys go out on another date, or was this your only time hanging out?
That was our date.
Okay.
That was it. So I don't know what happened.
So did you ask her out, and she just not respond to you?
Yeah, I sent her a few texts to try to see if we could get something together, and I got nothing back. So I don't know.
Maybe she's old school. Maybe she wanted a phone call.
I don't know. Maybe her iPhone broke again.
Maybe that's it. Maybe
she's
back there waiting for her iPhone, hoping that she can get your text message.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just weird. I don't know. It's weird.
Okay. Well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, all right?
Okay.
All right, man. Hang on. I don't want to know.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
Right in the middle of a second date update. And if you're just joining us, Eric is on the phone. And today he wants to call a girl named Tony. They actually met while they were getting their iPhones fixed. And to kill time, they went and grabbed coffee. Mm-hmm. He says that they had a great time and she was flirty and they laughed a lot and had fun. But now she's not calling him back. I actually think I may know the reason, Eric.
Oh?
Yeah.
Do tell.
What model of iPhone do you currently have?
5.
That's what it is. You don't have the latest generation.
What?
You don't have the latest generation phone. Dude, I had a buddy who has the 4. Really close personal friend of mine. Had to cut him out of my life. She probably saw that you have a 5 and was like, I'm never talking to this dude again.
That doesn't sound like Tony.
No. Trust me. If she's an iPhone user, she's a bit of a snob. We all are.
Well, if she was that much of a snob, she would have just bought a new one instead of getting hers fixed.
That's true.
You know? Right.
So maybe there is still hope for you, Eric.
I hope so.
All right. Well, I'm going to dial her phone number and see if we can get her on the phone and get your second date update, okay?
Okay.
You all right?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Are you holding your breath?
I'm just nervous.
Oh.
Okay. All right.
I thought
he's going to
throw up.
Well, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Tony, please?
Yeah, this is her.
Hey, Tony. My name is Samson. I'm calling from the Apple Store. Just checking in on your iPhone.
Yeah, everything's fine.
You were in here getting it fixed the other day. Did we do a good job for you?
Yeah, it's working perfectly now.
Wonderful.
Gosh.
I'm going to send you a few pics on it, and I want you to look at those and see if those go through okay, just to test it out, if that's all right.
What's going on here?
Oh, this is actually Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. How are you?
Fine. Who?
She's like, Jubal that didn't make it more. Strange.
Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Why am I hearing so many people and on
that's,
the phone here?
That's because this is a morning radio show.
Hi, Tony.
Hi.
Have you ever heard of the show Brooke and Jubal in the Morning?
No.
No. Okay. Uh-huh. Well, we are a radio show, and we recently got an email about you from a dude that you met while you were getting your iPhone fixed.
Oh.
Do you know what dude we're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't been meeting a lot of dudes while getting my iPhone fixed, so so you must be talking about Eric.
Yes, we were talking about Eric. So Eric told us how he met you, and he said that you guys went to coffee and had a really good time, and he wants to take you out on a regular date, but you're not calling him back.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a reason?
I just wasn't that into it.
But you could understand why he'd be confused with that, because you exchanged numbers with him at the end.
Yeah, I know. I probably shouldn't have given him my number.
Did you do that just to be nice?
I mean, I was kind of taken off guard, honestly.
Okay. So, sounds like you don't like Eric.
I thought he seemed like a nice guy, but I guess I was wrong.
Why?
Yeah.
He sounded like a nice dude when we talked to him.
Well, yeah, I sounded like a nice guy when I was talking to him, too, but actions speak louder than words.
Whoa! What did you mean? You said actions speak louder than words. What were the actions that make you think that he's not a good person or whatever?
Well, did he tell you what happened when we met?
He said that you guys were both sitting there waiting for your iPhones to get fixed and then decided to go get some coffee. And according to him, it was very flirty and you guys had a fun time.
That's it?
That's yep. It.
So he didn't tell you about the end of our date?
He just told us at the end of everything, you guys got your phones back and exchanged numbers. And then that's where he left it.
Mm-hmm. Well, when we were leaving the coffee shop, he grabbed like 20 packets of sugar off the table and shoved them in his pocket before he walked out the door.
What?
Whoa!
He grabbed sugar packets?
Yeah, like a huge handful of sugar packets. And he was looking around like all suspicious, you know, making sure nobody saw him do it. And it totally caught me off guard.
Did you ask him why? Was he trying to be funny or something?
Yeah. No, I didn't have to ask him why. He's obviously a thief.
Wait, and he's and sugar is his thing to steal?
Sweet tooth.
Well, from the coffee shop at least. Who knows what else he steals from anywhere else?
Okay, so you're mad at him for taking the sugar packets?
Yeah, it just says something about what kind of person he is. I just think he's a despicable person.
Okay, I can appreciate a person who actually sees a red flag. But maybe there's, like, a logical explanation.
The only explanation at all is that he stole from that coffee shop.
The sugar packets, though.
I don't care what they were. Would it be any different if he stole the silverware off the table at a restaurant?
I guess I see your point, but...
How could you think that's not a big deal to steal from a restaurant, from any business?
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that there wasn't another issue, too. I agree with you, though. It's crazy that he would do that.
Well, it is weird. I mean, you got to think. It is weird. If he has the, you know, gall to take 20 packets of sugar in front of you on your first hangout, he's obviously pretty comfortable just taking things.
Yeah, it's messed up. You should have seen the smug look on his face. Like, he's so proud of himself for stealing 20 sugar packets and saving himself.
I can't listen to any more of that. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Whoa!
Sugar packets. That is what gave you a bad feeling.
What is going on?
Oh, that's Eric. He's actually on the other line listening.
What?
And wants to talk to you, but he couldn't wait until I told you that.
Yeah, I came in because this is ridiculous. Tony, you said you had a bad feeling and actions speak louder than words. And I was like, did I punch any babies? Come on. What?
Oh, wow.
You gotta be kidding.
You have to punch a baby to be a bad person?
You said it like it was the worst thing I'd ever done, you'd ever seen anybody do.
You are a thief, Eric.
Everybody does that.
No, not everybody does that.
My meemaw taught me that.
Well, your meemaw must be a pretty bad person, too. She's taught you some pretty terrible habits.
My meemaw was a beautiful woman.
Oh, my goodness.
You're not speaking meemaw.
Yeah.
Can I just ask, why 20 packets of sugar? What do you use them for?
It's Splenda, first off. It's not sugar, right? It's Splenda.
Big difference.
Yeah.
Which I guess is harder to buy yourself.
It's more expensive.
That doesn't mean you can steal it from someplace like a coffee shop.
I pay for the coffee, and I get to take as many Splendas as I want. That's what it's there for. You can do it, too.
No, you get to use as many Splendas as you want while you're there.
Yeah, I mean, she kind of has a good point. Like, if everybody went in and took 20 packets of sugar and Splenda, they'd spend more money on that than the actual coffee.
They would refill it. They do, I know.
Do you, like, take the rest of the ketchup home after you're done using it there? Do you take all the salt and pepper shakers, too? Use them for your meal, so they're yours now.
No, that's different.
It's not different. It's not different. How is that different? You are a thief. Either way, you're stealing from the establishment.
Wow, Tony, you are angry.
Hey, Tony, if you had such a big problem with it, why didn't you say something?
We had just met. I didn't feel like it was my responsibility to scold you for stealing.
I just can't believe that you're yelling at me for taking packets of Splenda.
I can't believe you're not in jail for stealing.
Okay, now that's a little extreme.
Oh, yeah, they're going to catch me one day. The big criminal, the Splenda bandit. Oh, yeah, I'm on the lam.
I hope they do.
Well, before they lock Eric up for life, Tony, would you like to go out on a second date with him? We'll pay for it.
Oh, come on.
I mean, I would not.
Are you sure he's a bad boy? I thought all women like bad boys.
No, absolutely not. Oh. Eric, your karma's going to catch up to you someday, and I hope it was worth it for all the Splenda.
Well, you know what? I don't want to go out on a date with you either because you're crazy.
All right.
Crazy? Well, you think I'm crazy?
Yeah, Tony, hold on.
No, I'm not going to hold on. No, okay. This is absolute bull. I've had enough.
Okay.
I'm not going to listen to this talking from this degenerate criminal stealing shirt.
Well, that's clear.
All right, and you shouldn't have to. Hello? Eric, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, I think she hung up on you. Well, us.
Wow. I am super glad that I didn't actually get the date because that got crazier and crazier.
Yeah. You know, the other crazy part, I've already called the police and they're headed to your place right now.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Text message in at 78592 says, that girl would hate me if she saw how many Taco Bell hot sauce packets I have at my house. If you missed today's second date update, Eric wanted to call a girl named Tony. They met while they were getting their iPhones repaired. They went and got coffee. Mm-hmm. And turns out that he is a thief and a criminal
Arrest
and needs
him.
To be locked up because he took some Splenda packets.
Come on,
like
man.
20 Splenda packets. And she called him a thief and all kinds of names, and they agreed to not go out again.
Jeez.
Hopefully she'll find someone that is a better person to hang out with. And I think, yes, we should definitely call the authorities on that guy. And make sure that justice is served.
Give him a break. Come
Remember,
on.
If you want to do a second date update, all you have to do is email the show, and we will call the person who didn't call you back.
High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And...
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.